Anglo-Saxon England and the Viking Invasion, page 18. The Anglo-Saxons. After the Romans left Britain, Germanic tribes from Northern Europe, including parts of the Frankish coast, Anglia and Jutland, began to invade the island. These Anglo-Saxon invaders, Anglo-Saxons and Jutes, destroyed many Romano-British towns and soon took control of much of eastern Britain. The Celtic Britons continued to resist the invaders, but by the end of the 6th century, the Anglo-Saxons had established 7 kingdoms: Kent, Sussex, Essex, East Anglia, Northumbria, Mercia, and Wessex. Under the Anglo-Saxons, the beginnings of feudal order began to emerge, with a system of power based on kingship and the condition of serfdom, which replaced the slavery that had existed under the Romans. While the Romans had introduced Christianity to Britain, the Anglo-Saxons, at least in the early stages of their occupation, re-established a pagan culture. Most Anglo-Saxons were illiterate, and those who did write used characters called runes rather than the Latin alphabet. Their gods had both Germanic and Scandinavian origins. A form of Christianity, more tribal than ecclesiastical, continued to be practiced by some of the surviving Celts, who now lived mostly in isolated communities of monks in parts of Wales, Scotland and Ireland. The Vikings. 300 years after first establishing their kingdoms in England, the Anglo-Saxons had to defend themselves from a new wave of invaders from Norway and Denmark, the Vikings. The word Viking comes from Old Norse and means pirate raid. The Vikings were a pagan people with a complex mythological belief system revolving around numerous gods, giants, elves, and other beings who inhabited 9 different realms. In Viking funeral practices, the deceased was buried or burned along with their possessions, as though in preparation for a journey, indicating a belief in the afterlife. After a series of early coastal incursions, the Vikings eventually managed to occupy large parts of Northumbria, Mercia and East Anglia. As a result, the Anglo-Saxons were forced to regroup their forces in Wessex, under the leadership of King Alfred the Great. Alfred, a fine soldier and statesman, reconquered the lands the Vikings had occupied and became the first king to unite England under one crown. He established the first comprehensive legal system since the Romans had left. Alfred was also a great scholar, and he developed education and scholarship in England. Under his rule, work was begun on a massive history of England, known as the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle, which is one of the key sources of information we have about this time. The discovery at Sutton Hoo. In 1939, a group of archaeologists made an amazing discovery. At Sutton Hoo in Suffolk, under a grassy mound, they unearthed the remains of an ancient tomb in the form of an Anglo-Saxon ship, a wooden rowing boat about 27 meters long. Even more surprising was the treasure it contained: gold jewelry, silver and tableware, weapons, armor, ornaments, a purse with 37 gold coins dating from around 620 Common Era, and most famously an ornate iron helmet. There were also many fine clothes of linen, wool and fur. Though no body remained, the man who had been buried had clearly been a figure of great importance in the kingdom of East Anglia, and may even have been a king. Ship burial, as a funerary tradition, was also quite common among the Vikings. The deceased was usually laid in a boat or a stone ship, and was given offerings according to status and profession. Afterwards, stones and soil were laid on top of the remains to create a tumulus. What do these burials tell us? First of all, they confirmed that Anglo-Saxon and Viking religion was quite similar to that of the ancient Egyptians. One carried one's property into the afterlife, which was believed to be similar to this life, so a form of transportation was often considered necessary for the dead to travel to the next world.